Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
Hurricane Joaquin strengthened in the Atlantic on Wednesday and is expected to become a major hurricane. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said although not all forecast models agreed on whether it would make landfall in the United States, East Coast flooding is a major possibility whether or not it makes landfall. The warnings came as the northeastern United States faced a pounding rainstorm that flooded streets and snarled travel from Washington to Boston. This is the third hurricane of the 2015 Atlantic season. By Wednesday night, it had intensified into a Category 3 on a scale of 1 to 5, with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. The hurricane was about 80 miles east-northeast of the central Bahamas and continues to strengthen. White House spokesman Joshua Earnest said the Federal Emergency Management Agency was monitoring the storm and preparing for a possible hit. Russia launched airstrikes in Syria on Wednesday in its biggest Middle East intervention in decades, plunging the four-year-old civil war into a volatile new phase. As President Vladimir Putin moved forcefully to stake out influence in the unstable region. Moscow's assertion that it had hit Islamic State militants was immediately disputed by the United States and rebels on the ground. The attacks also raised the dangerous specter of Washington and Moscow running airstrikes concurrently and in the same region, but without coordination. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said after talks at the United Nations that they agreed their countries should meet very soon on the Syrian situation.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
There's no doubt that Luandra Oa played a pivotal role in finding water on Mars. But what was his life prior to the discovery? It turns out, before he was a successful scientist, he was a death metal guitarist. He devised a new technique to analyze photos from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and wound up finding evidence of water mixing with salts. In 2011, he and Alfred McEwen, the man who runs the MRO's high-resolution camera, officially introduced RSL and the possibility of a wet Mars to the world. He eventually moved on to Georgia Tech, and on September 28, 2015, he and McEwen came together with NASA to share the news. The findings were also published Monday in the journal Nature Geoscience. As Art Bell reported earlier, according to top-secret FBI memos, aliens do exist. Investigators at the Haiku Center for UFO Research in Tokyo, Japan, claim they have discovered a document that proves there is extraterrestrial life. The FBI memo contains details about flying saucers being piloted by 3-foot-tall aliens. The Bureau is said to be concerned about the findings at the research center, fearing the discovery could lead to members of the public gaining access to thousands of documents. The FBI memo says that an investigator for the Air Force says that they found 3 so-called flying saucers in New Mexico. They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by 3 bodies of human shape but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. According to the name, which has been redacted, the saucers were found in New Mexico due to the fact that the government has a very high-powered radar set up in that area, and it is believed the radar interferes with the controlling mechanism of the saucers. And if you recall, earlier this year, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs released a report of the Prime Minister of Russia at the World Economic Forum, stating that Russia is warning President Obama that the time has come for the world to know the truth about aliens. And if the United States won't participate in the announcement, the Kremlin will do so on its own. So with this recent FBI report released, is this the Obama response to the Russian order to tell the world about aliens? Are we finally hearing the truth?
I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.